So, Coach Simmons, you are the girls' basketball coach over at Marshall County High School, and I understand that you've got a pretty big trip coming up with them.
Yes, sir. We've kind of been planning this trip for a little over a year now. We took it before the board December of 2011, and they approved it. And so it's, we've just kind of hit the ground running ever since then, trying to make sure we raised enough money because we're not asking the school for a penny. We're having to raise all this ourselves. So, in this tough economic times right now, with jobs and budgets and things like that, we wanted to make sure we took all the pressure off of the school and let them know that this is a trip for our program, and we wanted to make sure that our girls took ownership of it as well. And so everybody has kind of chipped in to help raise the money so the school didn't have to do that.
Where is it that you and the girls are heading off to? Is this a tournament in Hawaii?
Yes, sir. We're going to be going to the Merv Lopez Holiday Hoops Classic over in Honolulu, Hawaii. And it's December the 19th through the 22nd is the time of the tournament. But we're actually going to be leaving on the 16th and coming back on the 23rd. So we'll stay a week.
And you had a pretty big amount to raise to make this trip possible. What all did you get involved in that allowed you to take these girls over there?
Well, our goal originally was $40,000 was what we wanted to raise. And, I think we've done a great job of doing that. We've done several different things. We started the school year off with the Leon Riley Ford test drive, something that Ford Motor Company does across the nation. And Leon Riley partnered with us. And one Saturday in August, we had a Ford test drive up here at the school, and people got to test drive new Ford vehicles around the county. And with that, we were able to raise $6,000 with just people test driving vehicles. So that was a pretty easy one, and, Leon Riley helped out a lot with that. We've had a middle school dance. We've had bake sales here at the school that have done really, really well. The girls have done all the work on that. We've asked for sponsors to kind of help with the meals over in Hawaii, and in return, we're doing advertising for those businesses or individuals, and we've raised quite a bit of money off of those. A lot of the businesses have stepped up and have been willing to give us some money to help cover some of the meal expenses over there. We had a Globetrotter game. I guess it was in October. We had a Harlem Globetrotter alumni game here at the high school, and that was a big success. And so, we've had a lot of success. Obviously, we're going to use some money that we have in our budget as well. And so we've been kind of tight with what we've been spending this year just to make sure we have enough money. And then also our booster club has been a big help. They chip in money to each of the programs, the cheerleading program, the men's basketball, and girls basketball. So they have been a big help to us. So it's all come together, and we know we've got enough to make it over there and back. The more money we raise, the more things that we're going to be allowed to do. But we're planning on taking the team to Pearl Harbor to visit that. And then also I think we're going to go see the Missouri as well over there. And then also we have a luau that we're going to get the girls to go to as well. So we're going to try to experience as much as we can over there. And like I said, it was just people in the community have been very supportive. The crazy ladies that are big supporters of our program, they've helped out any way that we've asked them to. The list goes on and on. I'm still receiving money daily. We're in good shape right now.
And what about the tournament? Are you pretty confident going into it?
Yeah, this obviously when you're this far away, you don't have a chance to probably scout the opponents. There are eight teams in the tournament. What they do is two pools of four teams apiece. There's five teams from Hawaii, there's two from Canada, and then there's us from Kentucky. So we're the only team from the mainland that are going over there. So we're excited about it to get to see people you don't typically see. As far as the competition, I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. We're going to go over there, obviously, and enjoy ourselves over there. But at the same time, as a coach, I'm going to be more worried about the winning part, and try to win a tournament. And we'll have some fun in the process. But I think we've got a great chance. We've got a good team. I think our style of play will help us be successful because our girls play so hard. And anytime you play hard and give that a maximum effort, I feel like you've got a great chance to be successful.
Coach Simmons, I appreciate you talking to me today, and good luck to you and the girls in the tournament.
All right, I appreciate it.